It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back at it! WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, Football Eve, or Eagles Eve?
Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Same thing.
NFL is back tonight. Spike, Jackie Baseball. I think we're back.
Say it, there
I think
is.
We're back.
There
I think
is.
We're back, Jackie Baseball.
We're like Chris Berman in the Home Run Derby.
I'll let you
back, boy. Back.
I think we're back.
I did hand up, and we're all about accountability in the show.
Yeah.
Forgot to run my 4 miles this morning for four straight fills.
Do it now. Can we get, is Tucker back there?
I think Tucker's still here.
Can we get Jack to do the 4 miles during
yes,
the
man.
Show?
Go out there and run around and just... Four laps around here, yes.
It's actually not a terrible idea.
It's actually very funny. Is there? We'll figure it out. Should Jack, 215-592-9494.
You better not lose tonight. I know that.
Yep. So we got a big show today. Shil Kapadia joins us at 3 o'clock, as he will every week. Elliot Shore Parks will join us from a Brazilian prison at 3:30, which he may have to spend the rest of his life in. Mike Lombardi, some clown named Mike Lombardi, joins us at 4 o'clock. And the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings return. That will be at 4:30. But before we get going, today marks 1 year since we lost Hugh Thomas Douglas, which is our friend and teammate here, Hugh's son. All of the shows today, including this one, are dedicated to Hugh. In honor of his memory, you can make a donation to the Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund. The fund honors Hugh and his legacy, invests in youth scholarships and programs that help young people like Hugh realize their full academic, professional, human potential. So we'd love for you to make a donation if you're able to hughtdouglas.org.
Yeah. Obviously, we're upon the anniversary of last year when this tragically happened and Hugh lost his son, Lil Hugh, along with Lil Hugh's classmate in a car accident down there in Atlanta. And, man, it's still chilling to even think about, I like to, Hugh and I, we go way back. Came here in 1998, ironically having Mike Lombardi on today. Mike Lombardi drafted me in 98 out of the fifth round out of Michigan State, and he traded for Hugh Douglas in our draft class. He gave up our second round draft pick for Hugh Douglas in the trade from the Jets. So we've been linked together since then forever. In 1998, we became teammates, and that's like my brother. Who I've known for years, and like the other guys that I'm close with that I played, I refer to their kids as my nephews and nieces. I've known Lil Hugh since he was a baby and watched him grow, play with our kids, and watched these kids grow up. And that's something that I don't think any parent should ever have to feel with Hugh and Simona have sort of gone through over the past year. And I know the big dog is hurting, and that's pain may never go away for him. And hopefully we can do a little bit today to further a great cause and raise some funds so that in the honor of Hugh's son, who was a great young man who would have gone on to do great things. So
Hugh always seemed so proud of his son.
Man.
And
they were very close.
Yep. And we see, every time you see, obviously Hugh's very close to us. We saw last week the thing with Johnny Gaudreau and Matthew Gaudreau, and you realize just how delicate this all is. And a reminder, you're only reminded at the bad times about the people close to you and how lucky we are to have everyone, to have each other when something bad happens. So, and this, you really can't imagine something worse than what happened to Hugh.
Yeah.
So that was 1 year ago. Again, this show, all the shows today, are dedicated to Hugh's son, Hugh Thomas Douglas. And again, you can make a donation to that Hugh Thomas Douglas Memorial Fund at hughtdouglas.org, hughtdouglas.org. That is on, if you forgot it, it's on our Twitter, it's everywhere. So sending love to our buddy Hugh today. So We are the day before the Eagles start their season in Brazil.
Woo.
Just as we all planned, totally normal in Brazil tomorrow night. And I'm not a big national media guy. I don't watch and listen to a lot of that stuff. But given, you know, the topics of conversation, I have been checking in around. And I've noticed an enormous difference between the way that we are talking about this season in Philadelphia for the Eagles and the way that it seems like everyone else in the country is talking about it a little differently. Whereas we are talking about, are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? The rest of the country seems to be talking about, are the Eagles going to make the playoffs or not? And that's a pretty significant difference, right? Being a title contender and are you on the bubble of making the playoffs? And I started thinking about where the Eagles are in terms of the hierarchy of the NFC. And to me, there's really, when you think about teams that could make the playoffs, there's like two tiers. There's the championship tier, and then there is everybody else, tier one and tier two. We seem to think that the Eagles are in that top tier. Mm-hmm. And the only teams that I could think about putting in that tier are the 49ers and the Lions. Teams that came off great seasons last year, also very talented, you know, have minor changes, you know, and are coming back to get something that they did not capture last year. I cannot put the Eagles in a tier with the 49ers and the Lions with the number of questions and the amount of changes that happened between last year and this year and the way that last year ended. Tier two, I've got the Rams, I got the Cowboys, the Falcons, the Bucks, the Packers, and the Eagles. And I'm sure one of those teams, maybe two of those teams, may show themselves to be better than I expect, but I cannot put the Eagles in that tier one unless they prove they belong there.
Yeah. Well, this is what we do around here. We don't wait until they prove that they belong there. I mean, either you know it or you don't know it. And sadly, you're slow on the draw here when it comes to the Eagles because you still allowed last year to impact you and affect your thinking as it pertains to the Eagles this year. And I'm here to tell you, I've burned last year. Now, it doesn't mean we won't ever discuss last year again. I'm just saying I burned last year. And it has no impact on what this team is going to do moving forward this year. Now, you brought up two teams that maybe the end of their season does have an impact on what happens this year. Detroit, can they repeat what they did this past year? Guess what? History says no, even though I like the Lions. I like the Lions. I actually do. I actually have the Lions. Can I go ahead and tell you? Actually, I have the Lions and the Eagles in the NFC Championship.
We're not supposed to do that till 4:30.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we'll do it later. But my only point is that I like the Lions, but they lost in the title game last year.
Yep.
San Francisco.
Lost in the Super Bowl.
Lost in the Super Bowl. We know the track record behind teams that have lost in the Super Bowl coming back the following year. I'm glad they got their players signed. Good for them. But it doesn't mean that they weren't distracted by other things as opposed to getting back to the Super Bowl and winning it. I don't know if everybody on the 49ers team is focused on going to win a championship. Seemed like they were more focused on getting paid and being rewarded off of what they did last year. We'll see if they have that same focus and intensity as they had last year. Well, I love Christian McCaffrey. He touched the ball, more than anybody did last year. He had more carries, more touches. And so what's he going to look like this year? He's no spring chicken either. He's the heartbeat of their offense. What does he look like? I don't know. There are question marks with other teams as well. I think the Eagles, because they're in the position of proving it to everyone, that's what give them, to me, an edge and an advantage over a lot of these other teams. The other teams are just sort of young and still trying to prove themselves, like the Rams and the Green Bay Packers, teams like that. They're young teams that still want to win, even though Matthew Stafford isn't young. The rest of his team is a young, unproven team.
Falcons the same.
Falcons
Bucks
young.
The, same,
yeah. The Bucks. The Eagles have a good mixture of youth on defense, but they also have experience from guys who have been here and won and played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Last year, the way it ended, I think actually motivates them this year. And on paper, you can't tell me the Eagles' talent doesn't stack up. I'm not saying man for man, but it stacks up with these other teams.
Like on offense.
Yeah. Well, listen, Detroit, We'll see what their defense looks like this year. It wasn't great last year.
No, it was passable, yeah. Which we would take.
Yes.
But we haven't seen passable.
I agree with that on the Eagles' defense. I totally agree. If there's anything I'm looking at with the Eagles, it's their defense that holds them back. Sorry, Hugh. Defense is not a luxury. And I need to explain them. A luxury would mean
you don't need it.
You don't need the defense to actually win.
Maybe Hugh doesn't know what the word luxury means.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So every time he says defense is a luxury, it doesn't register with me. I think if anything holds this team back, it will be the inexperience and underdevelopment of the defense.
That and the third.
I'm confident in the offense. Don't give me quarterback. Don't give me offense.
I'm going to give you a little bit of offensive line until I see it. I'm going to give you a little bit of Cam Jurgens and Mekhi Becton until I see it.
Okay.
You know, because Mekhi Becton, big draft pick, but then, you know,
sure.
Team didn't want him.
Yep.
And this is Cam Jurgens' first year starting as center. And I also think having a new offensive coordinator, having a new defensive coordinator, having a coach that is in a different position than he has been in since he's been here. There's a little weirdness between the coach and the quarterback. All of those things. Look, if you made me bet which tier that they're in, I put them in tier two now. I know. I said they can prove that they're in tier one.
Sure.
But if you're making me split it and say that there's two tiers here, they're with all those other guys. They're with the Rams. They're with the Cowboys. They're with the Falcons. They're with the Bucks. They are not with the 49ers and the Lions.
Okay.
And I don't doubt.
Today. So I'm telling you, by the time we get to the end of this thing, that's where they are.
Your lips to God's ears.
I just happen to see it earlier than everybody else.
You are a soothsayer.
You are a visionary.
Yes.
Yeah,
a visionary.
Oh, thank you so much. How does he do the show with those two clowns?
Profit.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Jack's really feeling himself today. Even Jack, before.
It's actually let's set up the top five.
Okay. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles in the same tier of the NFC as the 49ers and the Lions, or are they closer to the.
If your day sounds like.
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The Rams, Cowboys, Falcons, Bucks. Jack, where are you going?
They're in the same tier as those teams. Because I don't think those teams are that great either. Like, I think.
Wait, the top two teams?
Yeah,
they're the team with the 49ers and the Lions.
I do. Like, I think I have no idea who's going to win the NFC. Like, I don't think the Niners are going to win the NFC. I don't really believe in the Lions because I got to see it to believe it. Like, the Eagles could very well be there. Like,
I just see it to believe it.
They're all the same. They're all the same teams in the NFC. Yeah. The Niners could be the fourth seed by the end. Like, they could lose the NFC West. I don't think there's any great team in the NFC. And the Eagles are right in there with those teams, 100%.
So you don't see any difference between the 49ers and Lions and then the Packers, Eagles, Rams, Cowboys, Falcons?
Not really. I think we all agree the Niners aren't going back. Like we can all agree on that.
Like, I'm not agreeing about that. Just because we didn't doesn't mean that they won't.
Well, what about the other 20 teams?
What the last 25 years? Yeah. Again, there hasn't been a repeat division winner since 2003-04. Have you heard that before?
I got it, Howard. Yeah, I heard it a few times last year.
215-592-9494. I'm excited about the Eagles. Which, I really am.
Oh, look at you.
No!
Because the Phillies are back. So
he's in a better mood.
The Phillies are back, and it means I talk less about the Phillies, which is like Jack's dream.
All I care about.
Yeah, it's all he cared. You know, you had no idea how good you had it before, right? You know, had no idea. So we'll get to your calls right after I tell you where to get a brand new Hyundai. I tell you all the time. There's not really a question. You go where the gold standard is, the real gold standard, which is John Ashdale, the cars are, and the team at Colonial. They're going to get you in and out, fast, easy, better. That's how they do it. How would you pass up fast, easy, and better? It's going to be fast because they have the tons of cars in the lot, over 200, which means if there's a Hyundai you want, they've got it. Don't worry about price either. They've got over 80 of those cars on the lot, under 30K. They're going to make it easy with low financing, as low as 0% on select 2024s, and they're going to give you more for your trade than anywhere else. I don't care what condition that's in. I don't care if the passenger side window doesn't roll up. I don't care if the muffler makes a loud noise. They can give you $6,500 for you for that trade, no matter what condition it's in. Every new Hyundai, leaving Colonial Hyundai, comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's best warranty. A 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. What tier are the Eagles on in the NFC? The top tier, as I stated, with the 49ers or Lions, or are they with the Rams and the Cowboys and the Falcons and the Bucks? Jack actually says there are no tiers in the NFC.
Nope.
Which is not how you're supposed to do this.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
Defeats the purpose of the show today.
Yep. Corey in Columbus gets us started. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, what tier are the Chiefs in?
The Chiefs?
That's the AFC.
That's the AFC.
We only did the NFC.
Which tier are they in?
They're in the top tier.
In the top tier.
If you put the Eagles in that tier right there, put the Eagles. Listen, first of all, you heard what Jack said. Why are you asking twice?
You're putting the Eagles in the same tier as the Chiefs, who have won back-to-back Super Bowls.
Spike, I love you so much. You my dog. But I think you hard of hearing today because people repeat a lot of the same questions you keep asking. That's what I said. That's what Jack said when Jack said you had to ask him again. He said, ain't no difference. I told you the Eagles is in the same tier as the Chiefs.
That's right.
What I said. First of all, the 49ers, they're a joke. Now, when I say they're a joke, they're a good organization. They, like, obviously historic. But what I'm saying is,
they beat us senseless last year, Corey.
Y'all waited all this time to pay these players that y'all just paid anyway. So now they risking Ayuk having a hammy week three. McCaffrey, he already got a calf injury. We know how he is. He's good for 1 year, great, and he
good thing our running backs never hurt.
Oh, come on, man.
I'm just saying.
I drafted him last night.
Yeah. Yeah. You're bragging about all my players are healthy all the time. I don't know about that one.
But this is the difference.
Yeah.
We've seen the Eagles have success without Saquon Barkley. He added to the team, right? We added him. They ran their offense through Christian McCaffrey. When Christian McCaffrey missed those games last year versus the Browns and all that, Debo didn't play. How did their quarterback look? I want to know.
Not good. Not good.
And let's get on the Lions. Okay, it's cute. They coach each spinach cold and nails and all that. Y'all want everybody love he a football guy. But, hey, expectations, that hits you like a you-know-what. Let's see how the Lions respond when expectations is on their behind. Because last year, when nobody was – oh, it's the Lions. They biting off kneecaps. Let's see how good y'all are. And the team we play tomorrow – Let everybody want to know, oh, would a real Jalen Hurts please stand up? Can the real Jordan Love please stand up? Because all I know is he played well for the last five games of the season last year. When Jalen Hurts went 9-8 and they added A.J. Brown, he took his game to the next level. Jordan Love, we didn't add no receivers, so we need you to make these receivers that's average better. You got tape on you now, brother. You want to get people that seen you play now, brother. Let's see you put it together. Because people want to question Jalen Hurts, but they want to crown this dude Jordan Love like he the second coming.
Well, they have eyes. That's the big difference.
No. The eye. What the eyes tell you in 2022 with Jalen? What the eyes tell you?
My eyes tell me you're carrying two pom poms. One is midnight green, and the other one's silver and white.
That he went toe to toe with Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
So we're gonna see with Jordan.
I don't care.
We're gonna see what the expectations with the line. The 49ers, they gonna be there. I just feel like what's holding them back is dealing with injuries. But like I said to start this call, whatever tier the Chiefs is in, put Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Don't give me that Nick Sirianni and Hurts bullcrap. Stop saying that.
So,
let that go.
No, I'm not going to let go. I'll tell you what. Yeah, I'll tell you what. You told me that Jalen Hurts went head-to-head with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. True. And then what happens when he went head-to-head with Baker Mayfield in Tampa?
He lost.
Okay, so right.
Didn't just lose.
So yeah, I don't. The Baker Mayfield game was last year, and the Super Bowl was 2 years ago. So what's that?
Why do we always do that when it comes to Hurts? But like Jared Goff, what he do when he rolled up with the 49ers? Tell me how he looked in that second half. But he top tier. He blew us.
You mean in the NFC Championship game? You mean in the NFC Championship game?
Did he not blow a 20-point lead?
You mean in the NFC Championship? Well, if it were you in the 20-point lead, you would just be talking about the defense and not the quarterback.
That's OG.
That's OG. You too.
I bring facts.
Bull.
when have I said that wasn't facts? All I said was, did he or did he not blow a 20-point lead in the NFC Championship game? Yes or no? That's all I said.
The team blew a 20-point lead.
Okay, the team blew a 20-point lead. And guess what? The team got their ass whooped by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Have a good day, y'all.
Pom Pom Corey.
Pom Pom Corey.
That's Corey's nickname, Pom Pom Corey. Well, I guess so. He's just doing the same thing I'm doing, but the opposite way. I'm pointing out all the questions on the Eagles, and he's pointing out all the questions on the other teams.
Right.
I get it. I understand that.
Sure.
The difference is that the questions on the other teams were answered on some level more recently than the questions on the Eagles teams, which is why I can't do it. The Christian McCaffrey thing is true, but also Saquon Barkley's hurt a lot too, and by the way, has had a pretty heavy load over the last several years too, playing on bad turf too. So we could do this all day long. I guess I just feel like I've seen it with those other teams more recently, and I'm not willing to put my faith in the improvement on the defense, especially with so many questions immediately. And I'm not going to all of a sudden just wake up and say, okay, they're going to be fine against the blitz this year. Until I see it, I just think they have more to prove.
We're going to find that out early.
Yeah, they're going to blitz the hell out of them.
We're going to find that out early of whether or not they have the answers for that when it comes to a kryptonite for the offense. But I also look at this with the Eagles. How often do they have back-to-back bad seasons?
Not often recently.
Right? Yep. So, and I know last year wasn't necessarily a bad season, but it ended poorly.
Sure, sure.
So they usually bounce back the following year. And so this is where I look at the Eagles and I say to myself, coming into training camp, they had a few questions. I thought they navigated a lot of this stuff very well. I really have. You know, I didn't know how Nick would handle the scrutiny about the relationship between he and Jalen. I didn't know how Jalen would sort of handle that going through training camp, the team this offseason, whatever issues they faced internally last year. They seem to have gotten over it. I heard a lot of different things this past offseason about what was bothering the team and some of the issues that were going on. By all accounts, it seems like they found a way to move past that stuff. And I'm not talking about just the coach and the quarterback. I'm talking about players with players too. It seems like they moved past that stuff. And so I say that, it almost feels like the team has a new lease on life. They feel energetic about this year. They feel positive about what they can do. To me, that stuff says we're going to go out here and win football games and we're not caught up in all the other stuff.
I agree with all of those things, except I'm not buying it until they go through something difficult. Like,
That's fair.
Especially Sirianni has handled those things better than I would have ever expected him to. When we had him on the show last week, I was actually impressed with his answers, which I don't think I've regularly been. But it does seem like there's been some self-reflection there. But we'll see when things get tough. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll see when things get tough. Now, one thing I want to address with you, Ike Reese.
What happened?
When you do a pause thing, you say it so quick that we can't do it to you.
Yeah, that's the purpose of it. I meant we haven't had this powwow yet where I let you know that's sort of part of it as well.
Okay.
You know, I'm not an originator of the pause game. I've just followed it, and I admire it. So I see the guys, Cam and Mace, you know, if you watch them, they pause themselves.
Right.
When they know they can't help but say a certain thing, you got to say it before
I can get
you. Before you can get me.
It's very difficult to get you. It's very difficult to get you, you know? I'm trying to get you. But it's just like you do it in the same breath.
Yes.
It's
well, because I know what I'm about to say, and so I know it's a pause moment.
Well, I'm going
to
get you.
Sometimes it goes past me to where I feel like I might slip something by you guys, but you guys have attentive ears now. You're listening for it.
All I know is this.
In the beginning, Jack didn't know what the hell was going on.
By the end of the show tomorrow, I'm going to get you.
You're going to get me?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to get you. Something weird happened with the Eagles over the weekend, actually yesterday. It feels like a weekend. So
yes.
Happened yesterday that we will get your take on is this whole very strange Devin White situation. Everybody was talking about him being the starter, and all of a sudden, he's not only hurt, but they were trying to trade him.
Gave him an extension after his first OTA practice.
Yes, wasn't even gonna play, everybody says. So we will get your thoughts on, please, if you can hold them, we will get your thoughts on the Devin White situation. Next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.